so did Rod Smith, who had 9 receptions for 115 yards in the win for Denver over the Giants.
Paul, let me interrupt just for a quick second. We're getting word and we're seeing pictures of a plane possibly of hitting the World Trade Center in New York. More on that coming up at the top of the hour, but just moments ago getting word a plane having hit and done severe damage to the towards the very top of the World Trade Center. More coming up at the top of the hour. Paul, back to you.
The NFL will continue to use replacement officials this weekend. Negotiators for the lockout union and the league have decided they're too far.
We are probably going not to have a rush today because in just a few moments we're going to go live to ABC News for an update on what is a breaking story at this moment. A fire erupting in the top towers of top floors of the World Trade Center. One report that a plane has crashed into it. More coming up in just a moment. Again, Jane Norris will have more for you, along with our newscast throughout the morning here on 84 WHS. You can depend on that. Once again, the latest just coming in, a plane or at least a fire, a major explosion in the top of the World Trade Center. We join ABC News now.
This is a special report from ABC News. An airplane apparently has crashed into the upper levels of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. A tremendous amount of smoke is pouring from one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. There appears to be a gaping hole about a quarter of the way down from the top of the World Trade Center. We have an eyewitness who saw what happened, Joan Fleischer.
I heard the plane very close to the top of the buildings. I looked outside, and I saw it hit, and it exploded immediately.
The plane exploded with a great deal of smoke. We're seeing a better picture now of the World Trade Center, one of the twin towers. There are, of course, two of them. A gaping hole in the upper levels of the World Trade Center, flame and smoke pouring from the top of that building. No word yet on casualties. This just happened moments ago. A plane crash in the top of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. I'm Jim Hickey. This has been a special report from ABC News.
Did you ever dream that you woke up in the morning and you could see the world sharp and in focus without glasses or...
News can happen at any time.
That's why we're always here with fresh updates all day, all night. Depend on News Radio 84 WHAS. From Clear Channel, this is Kentuckiana's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station.
84 WHAS.
News on the hour.
Good morning. It's 9 o'clock, and I'm Paul Miles with News Radio 84 WHAS. We have some breaking news this morning, a serious story out of New York City this morning, where a small plane has apparently crashed into one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center. Heavy smoke and flames can be seen pouring from the top floors of the World Trade Center in New York City. Word from CNN that a twin-engine small plane has crashed into one of the top floors of the towers of the World Trade Center in New York. We will be joining ABC News in just a moment here for continuous live coverage of this breaking news story. Again, apparently a small plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York City. Heavy smoke, flames can be seen pouring from the top floors of the building. With more, we now join ABC Radio News in New York.
This is live coverage from ABC News. I'm Jim Hickey. An airplane has crashed into the upper levels of one of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in New York. A tremendous amount of smoke is billowing from the upper levels of that tower. There is a gaping hole. Actually, there are two gaping holes in two sides of that building. Several windows have been blown out. There is no word yet on casualties. We have this eyewitness who told us what he saw.
Hello? Okay, my name is Brian Lutz. I'm about 10 blocks away north of the Empire State of the World Trade Towers. I was looking at the Trade Towers exactly when it happened. I heard this incredibly low noise, and I knew something horrific was about to happen. I dove away from the window, not to be shattered with glass if it was a huge explosion. Within seconds after not having the glass blow into me, I looked back up. there was an incredible billowing wall of fire that shot up, almost obscuring the lower third of the radio tower, which would have been about a 20-story, 25-story ball of flame. The debris falling, it looked like a blizzard coming off the building.
Right.
As I look at it now, there's a diagonal angle across the building at about a 45-degree angle, and it looks like just a definite gash. The upper right-hand side looks like it's the corner of a wing that just went straight into the building.
Brian, this is Jim Hickey here in New York. Can you tell us, did you actually see the plane as it smashed into the building?
The second that I heard the noise, I knew a disaster was about to happen, and I've been in an explosion before and had glass blow in. I dove away from the window. As soon as the explosion hit the north side of the north tower, I looked right back at it. The fire and smoke was just beginning to billow. I screamed for my wife to bring the binoculars. Within 10 seconds, the ball of fire had visually engulfed the whole north side, the whole upper north side of the tower.
We're looking now at pictures of that tower, and as Brian Lutz, the eyewitness, explains here, Brian, if you'll just stay with me for a second,
yes.
There's a great deal of smoke billowing from the tower still. We can see flame coming out from at least two sides of the building. I can't see around to the other side. Brian, were you able to tell us the size of the airplane? Was it a small plane, a commercial plane? Do you have any idea at all?
I will tell you from the size of the gash that the wingtip had to be at least 150 to 200 feet wide. Oh, my God!
Oh,
the next building
is another one.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Another plane just flew in.
I feel a hit! The explosion is incredible! Oh, my God!
Another plane as we were watching.
I can't believe this! The second tower has exploded from about the 20 stories below in a gargantuan explosion. Oh, my God, I don't believe it.
Brian Lutz on the scene as we were talking.
Oh,
you just heard it.
I was looking at it. The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone. It's missing.
Brian, I don't know if you could see from your vantage point. From we could see that there was actually a second plane which flew into that second tower.
No, I'm looking at the tower itself and nothing. It exploded from the inside out. It's on one, two, three. It's on five floors. It's two separate fires now. One exactly on the corner of the northeast side, and the second one about five stories below it, exactly in the middle of the building.
Well,
both
buildings are now burning at the upper levels. A great deal of smoke now. As we say, as Brian was describing the scene from that first explosion in the first building, we actually saw a second airplane smash into the second World Trade Center building. We could see it from our vantage point.
There's a scaffolding hanging right now. I see it. It's just swinging against the building. I have very high-powered binoculars right now. I did not see anything fly into the building. I did not see anything. I am looking directly at both Twin Towers. I can see 50% of the upper stories of both Twin Towers. The heat was so immense, I felt it here, and we are about 8-9 blocks from the North Tower and about an additional 400 feet or 300 feet to the South Tower. Both explosions are on the north side of the towers.
We are looking at videotape replays now from our studio here, Brian, and we can actually see an airplane, looks like a twin-engine airplane, which approaches the second tower. And I'm trying to get my bearings. It appears that it approached the second tower from a westerly direction and actually smashed into the far side of the building, and flame came billowing out of the east side of the building. And now we have both Twin Towers on fire, a tremendous ball of fire a huge explosion in the upper levels of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan in downtown New York. No indication how it is the two airplanes could smash into this tallest landmark around the World Trade Centers, of course, are a landmark in New York City that can be seen even on a cloudy day, can be seen from miles and miles around. Brian, can you tell us what's happening where you are right now?
Flames are billowing from the south, from the north side of the South Tower, and I see the corner is a mass of flames, at least one, two, three, four stories. Then there's no smoke or flames for about 100 feet, and then there's a second two or three story high by about 75 feet wall of flames crawling up the side of the towers.
Brian, let me interrupt you just for a second, and let's go now. We have Jerry Hauer.
Very noisy here. You have to speak up.
Okay, stand by, Brian. We have Jerry Hauer on the line. Jerry Hauer, a terrorism expert, formerly with the city of New York. Jerry, are you with us?
I sure am.
What are the odds that two airplanes are crashing into the World Trade Center and this simply be an incredible accident, or is this a terrorism attack?
Well, I think it's at this point in time, it's hard to tell what's going on. We really have to evaluate what happened. You know, if there are two planes, it certainly is of concern. I think that we really need to understand what happened before we jump to any conclusions.
Jerry, are you aware of any recent threats that have been made? Of course, we're hearing about threats all the time, but anything specifically referring to the World Trade Center or to New York City?
No, there have been no specific threats that I know of. You know, we are in an environment right now where things are extremely tense around the world, but there have been no specific threats that I know of against the Trade Center or against New York City.
Just to recap, I have Jerry Hauer on the line, a terrorism expert. Two airplanes have crashed into both twin towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan. One of the planes smashing into the second tower, even as TV cameras and radio and this network were covering this explosion. A tremendous ball of flame, and now huge clouds of dark smoke coming from both towers. And now we have, Jerry, if you'll just stand by with me, we have another eyewitness on the line who saw what happened. Could you go ahead, please? Brian, are you still
yes,
with
I'm
me?
I'm still here. I'm just watching it now. The South Tower is totally in blaze on the south side of the northeast corner with the two things. The flames have subsided substantially on the north side of the North Tower. There's a monstrous hole. There's a gigantic 45-degree angle gash. I can see with my binoculars certainly what looks like mechanical equipment in the center of the explosion. It looks like a large tail section, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't want to, like, presuppose something. My hands are actually shaking, so it's hard to hold these binoculars exactly steadily. The heat of the second was so immense that we felt it come right through our windows, and luckily I knew to open up the windows to allow any blast to pass through, because the window most definitely, in my opinion, might have blown in to our upper floor here. I can see now that there's fire and smoke coming from the north side out of the building, and now I see tremendous smoke billowing out of the east side of the building, and this would be the explosion that just occurred.
Okay.
We're hearing people screaming, get off the streets. There's tremendous crowds here. The activity, people are screaming now, get out of the streets. I don't know who is screaming, but panic could almost ensue rapidly if this escalates or if another... I can't believe I saw it happen. I did not see a plane.
Brian, do you see any casualties, any people being brought out of the building?
No,
are you that close at all?
I can't see anything below. say the 60th floor. The only thing that I see for sure, where I know, and I'm a licensed rigger, we do restoration here in the city of Manhattan, I see a scaffolding hanging completely and totally vertical. There's nobody on it. It seems that the fire is just above where the scaffold seems to be swinging right now.
All right, that's Brian Lutz, an eyewitness in Lower Manhattan who actually saw what happened there, this tremendous explosion, two explosions in the World Trade Center. Is Jerry Hauer still with us? Jerry, you're still there, are you not,
sir?
Yes,
sure am.
Now, if I recall, the towers were struck by the planes once before, weren't they, in 1993?
Well, it was close. They had an incident where a plane came close. I don't remember that a plane actually hit the towers, but you might have better recall on that than I.